You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are so excited. The month of July, our topic all this month is faith that works. Not faith that we just hear about, but faith that we do. When we do the word, when we operate by faith, we will see it produces outcomes. Our theme verses for this month are in James chapter 2 and Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. So those are some places to be reading over and to be meditating on. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it starts out by telling us, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And we opened yesterday, we went over, we gave the examples of Mary. We gave the example of Abraham, that the evidence of their faith, the evidence that they believe, was that they began the journey. They did something. They did something, and as they did something, more revelation came, and the substance of what they hoped for was more and more revealed unto them, became tangible. So I want to encourage you to be moving in faith. Notice it says now faith, not yesterday's faith. And that's a thing where we become complacent. Where we moved by faith 5 years ago, we moved by faith 10 years ago, we moved by faith and we obtained the promise, and then we get comfortable and we're no longer moving by faith. We're operating in faith from the past. But what about now faith? What about today?
Yes. And two great Bible teachers, Chris Lodala and Kenneth Copeland, when they teach on faith, back in those days, and I listened to both teachers, and they gave a definition of faith. They said faith is faith contained, I'm going to say it, correspondence action. Mm-hmm. It's not faith unless it equal to action, mm-hmm. correspondence action. So your faith must correspond mm-hmm. to action. Mm-hmm. And I wrote that down. I you know, all those messages, that's the one I take away, because it's a fact. Mm-hmm. Ain't no fake. James tell us. Go to James chapter 2.
Mm-hmm. Verse 17.
Yeah.
"Thus also faith by itself,
yeah.
if it does not have works is dead."
Dead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where's the action?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you came into a room, or let's say you went to go see a group of people, I want to ask you, would they be able to tell you're a Christian? Would they be able to see that you have faith? What about if you have a dilemma in your life and you have to choose something? How would you handle that? Would you have the faith to know which is the right path to take? And would people notice that you have the faith to do what you need to do? And I also wanted to bring another example from the Bible. I was thinking, as we're sitting here, I was thinking about Rahab, mm-hmm. what faith she had. She was a prostitute and she lived in Jericho, and people knew she had a sinful nature, and I'm sure she didn't have a very good reputation. But what did she do? She hid the spies that Joshua sent, and they were going to attack the city of Jericho, and she hid them under her roof. And in the end, she told them, please protect my family when they attacked Jericho, and they did. And then again, she became the mother of Boaz. And if you know who Boaz is Ruth's husband, who she eventually marries. So she actually came into the genealogy of Jesus.
Yes.
So she did this all by faith.
Yes.
She knew if she got caught, she was done for.
Yeah.
You know, and then what happened? She became the line of Jesus and the savior of us, our savior.
Yeah.
So look at what tremendous faith she had. Do we have that same kind of faith? If we were in a room full of people, or if somebody viewed our life, would they see that kind of faith in us now? That's the question we need to ask, and we need to pursue that so we have the faith to know that God is real and God is going to help us, and we're going to do what we need to do through him.
So in this morning devotion, and the main teaching or the main thing that we need to take away, that faith
corresponds
into action. Faith produce work. Faith, let me go back over it, correspond to action. Faith produce work. So faith is not faith unless it produce work. Because James chapter 2:17 says, your faith that doesn't produce work is dead. It has no value. Something that is dead has no value. So, in order to say faith is, it has to have evidence. That's why we say faith is. It is something. Faith is not out there, you know. That's not what faith is. Faith is not something that is not tangible this morning. Faith is tangible. Faith is touchable. Faith is. Watch. It's tangible. Substance. Mm-hmm. It's real. Now faith is. So faith takes on. Takes on. The tangible. Now, if you guys have your Bible, and I know you have a scripture, but before you go to yours, Dan, go to back to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3. By this we know that the world, Hebrews 11, mm-hmm. verse 3, right?
Mm-hmm. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, and that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So it's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
So we know something. What do we know? Mm-hmm. That the world mm-hmm. that is visible
mm-hmm.
was made from the invisible. Oh, mm-hmm. is that powerful?
Mm-hmm.
That the world that we are into now, that we can touch and build things, live in, breathe, comes from the invisible. By this we know that the world was framed, and we know how it comes in. By the word, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the word of who? Not man, by the word of God.
God.
Yes.
Now, I just wanted to say, another thought that came to my mind is faith rarely comes through comfort. You know, if we are forced to trust in God and have the faith, and when things turn out okay, our faith builds.
For sure.
Yes, so that's how we have to, you know, rarely comes if everything is comfortable. We have to step out in faith, and then when something happens and you say, wow, that God really was with me. And I just had, because it's hard. We want to be secure, you know. We don't want something that we can't see. Like Pastor was just saying, we have to, you know, just trust. Yeah. And when we have a good outcome, then we can trust even more. And our faith builds and our faith builds.
Yeah.
And it grows and it grows. It just doesn't come.
So now faith is substance. We get it. Faith that only have a talk that doesn't produce work is dead. Mm-hmm. Faith that only has talk that does not produce action is dead faith. Mm-hmm. So faith has correspondence action. Mm-hmm. Show me, James says, your faith by your works.
Faith
yes.
is not passive belief.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It has to have action.
And has to have substance.
And yes. Of course. In Monday, Dad opened by saying, your evidence, evidence. Mm-hmm. Where's the evidence? Mm-hmm. Where's the evidence of your faith? Where's the evidence of your faith? What your faith is in. And the faith comes from the word. By this we know that the world was framed by the word of God. And the things that we now see were made from things that was not visible. That's the evidence. Mm-hmm.
And we already cited, Rahab, Abraham, yeah. and Mary.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people in the Bible. Look at when Moses came to the ocean, the Red Sea.
Yeah.
What, he was like, what? You know, so, but he had the faith and he did what he had to do. And he actually parted the sea. So
yeah.
We have a lot of people in the Bible that just leaned on faith.
And it's in a word.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's mm-hmm. in a word. Mm-hmm. Moses, mm-hmm. take the rod. It's in a word. Stretch it across the sea. Tell the people to go forward. It's in a word. Mm-hmm. It's in the word of God. Whew. When I discover that my faith is not in my wishes, mm-hmm. and my hopeful, my faith is anchored in that word.
Amen.
And when I take that word now and believe that word and acting on that word, then I get the evidence of that word, the proof of it. And then I amaze all the time. Wow, man, it really works.
And then your faith grows. Yeah, exactly.
Bringing both those examples together, Rahab and the Red Sea, Moses, in Joshua chapter 2, it explains, starting in verse 8, now before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on either side of the Jordan. So she said, when we heard these things.
Yes.
So when she heard these testimonies, it bore witness within her and it caused her then to act.
Yes.
When the spies came. That was the evidence of her faith. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.